The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. If you've ever flown into New York City, you might have flown into LaGuardia Airport. Anyone here done that? This airport is named after one of New York City's most famous mayors, Fiorello LaGuardia. Mr. LaGuardia was mayor of this legendary city during the tumultuous years of the Great Depression and World War II. He was much beloved by many during his tenure, and he is considered to be one of the most successful mayors in history, having overseen the construction of parks, an airport, the mass transit system, and more. He was also quite the character. Here is one of the most famous stories about Mayor LaGuardia. In the middle of the Great Depression, New York City Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia strived to live with the people. It was not unusual for him to ride with the firefighters, raid with the police, or take field trips with orphans. On a bitterly cold night in January of 1935, the mayor turned up at a night court that served the poorest ward of the city. LaGuardia dismissed the judge for the evening and took over the bench himself. Within a few minutes, a tattered old woman was brought before him, charged with stealing a loaf of bread. She told the mayor that her daughter's husband had left, and her daughter was sick, and her two grandchildren were starving. However, the shopkeeper from whom the bread was stolen refused to drop the charges. "It's a real bad neighborhood, Your Honor," the man told the mayor. "She's got to be punished to teach other people around here a lesson." LaGuardia sighed. He turned to the woman and said, I've got to punish you. The law makes no exceptions. $10 or 10 days in jail. But even as he pronounced the sentence, the mayor was already reaching into his pocket. He extracted a bill and tossed it into his famous hat, saying, "Here is the $10 fine, which I now remit. And furthermore, I am going to fine everyone in this courtroom 50 cents for living in a town where a person has to steal bread so that her grandchildren can eat." Mr. Bailiff, collect the fines and give them to the defendant. The following day, New York City newspapers reported that $47.50 was turned over to a bewildered woman who had stolen a loaf of bread to feed her starving grandchildren. 50 cents of that amount was contributed by the grocery store owner himself, while some 70 petty criminals, people with traffic violations, and New York City policemen, each of whom had just paid 50 cents for the privilege of doing so, gave the mayor a standing ovation. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." There is a common misconception about God that I think many of us believe, even if only on a subconscious level. Somewhere in our guts, we think that God is angry at us or disappointed in us, that God is a fearsome and fiery judge who stands ready to condemn us. Our Christian culture reinforces this message. How often do you pass a church sign or a billboard that has some ominous warning about how you must choose Jesus or else be thrown into the fires of hell? It is true that our God is a God of justice. But God brings about that justice not through hatred and rejection, but through love. Unthinkable, surprising, sacrificial love. Scripture tells us that Jesus sits on the throne at the right hand of God and judges every people and nation. But the good news that we celebrate here every single Sunday is that Jesus is a good judge, a loving judge, a merciful judge. Jesus carries out justice by paying the fine for us. Mayor LaGuardia was a merciful judge. He had compassion on this poor woman. His heart broke for her, and he carried out justice by paying her debts out of his own pocket. This story reflects the same love and compassion and mercy that Christ has for each of us, even when we have sinned and fallen short of God's calling for our lives. As the gospel says, God did not send Christ into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. Jesus does not condemn us, but saves us. If you're like me, you can hardly get your head around such an amazing truth. Too often, fear holds us back from experiencing the fullness of God's love. We are afraid of God's judgment, and so we withdraw from him. But if we would only draw near to God, especially when we have sinned or when we are feeling ashamed, we would find that God greets us not with a punishing blow, but with a gentle hand drawing us in. Y'all know by now, I think, that I love country music. And so, of course, I love the king of country, George Strait. And George has a song that really captures this experience of mercy the sense of being surprised by tenderness and love. So our friend and senior warden, Gil Merkel, is going to play and sing this song for us now. Listen to the lyrics and rest in the knowledge that you can live without fear, knowing that the God who created you loves you like a mother or a father, a love without end. Amen.
Got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When my dad came home, I told that story I'd rehearsed. And standing on my trembling knees, I waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said is just between us. See, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when my patience had been tested to the end, I picked my daddy's secret and passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said is just between us. See, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. Then suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they knew half the things I'd done, they'd never let me in. Then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. They said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said is just between us. See, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.